The Nine Attributes of the Buddha, Part 2, Chapter 5, Lokavidu, Knower of Worlds. In Pali, loka means world, and vidu means knowing or skilled in. The Buddha understands every aspect of the world, both mental and material. By means of wisdom and knowledge, the Buddha found that the truth, Dhamma, was to be found within this fathom-long body, within the perception and mind of each being. He explains, quote, O Deva, it is not possible by traveling to the end of the world where there is no birth, no death, neither is it possible to reach the cessation of suffering without reaching the end of the world. Yet it is within this fathom-long body, with its perception in mind, that I proclaim the world, the origin of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path leading to the cessation of the world. End quote. Samyutta Nikaya 2.26. The above is the Buddha's answer to a deva named Rohitasa. The son of a deva, Rohitasa, went to the Blessed One and asked, Is it possible, Lord, by traveling to know or see or reach a far end of the world where one does not take birth, age, die, pass away, or reappear? In a previous life, Rohitasa was very powerful and could fly at a very high speed. He had the wish to reach the end of the world by flying there. In a lifespan of 100 years, he flew without stopping except when eating, drinking, and sleeping. He died while still on his journey and was not successful in reaching the far end of the world. The Buddha, the knower of the worlds, uttered as recorded in Samyutta Nikaya 2.26, the Rohitasa Sutta, quote, It's not to be reached by traveling the end of the world, regardless. And it's not without reaching the end of the world that there is release from suffering and stress. So truly, the wise one, an expert with regard to the world, a knower of the end of the world, having fulfilled the holy life, calmed, knowing the world's end, doesn't long for this world or for any other. End quote. To reach the end of the world where there is release from suffering, we have to walk the path ourselves. The Buddha said, You yourself must strive diligently. The Blessed One only indicates the path. Three worlds. The Buddha knows there are three worlds. 1. The world of formations, the conditioned, Sankhara Loka. This consists of mind and body, the five aggregates, and the 12 bases and 18 elements. Because all formations arise from conditions, which can be shattered and destroyed, it is called Sankhara Loka. When the conditions are adequate, the formations will exist. When the chain of causality is broken, the formations will be shattered, destroyed, and will never arise again. The characteristics of Sankhara Loka are impermanence, anicca, they arise and cease immediately, again and again, suffering, dukkha, being oppressed repeatedly by birth and death is suffering, and not self, anatta, cannot be controlled. The Blessed One had fully understood and had clear knowledge of these conditions. 2. The world of beings, Satta Loka. The Blessed One knows the beings in all 31 realms of existence. His knowledge includes the beings that live in the realms of deprivation, the hell beings, animals, hungry ghosts, and asuras, those beings who live in sensuous realms, human beings, devas of the four great kings, Chatumaharatika, Devas of the 33, Tavatimsa, the Yamadevas, contented Devas, Tusita, Devas delighting in creation, Nimanarati, and the Devas wielding power over the creation of others, Paranimi Tavasati, those beings living in the fine material realms, 16 realms, and those beings living in the immaterial realms. The 31 planes of existence form the cosmos. The Buddha fully understands all inhabitants in the cosmos, including their dwelling places, appearances, and lifespan. 3. The world of space, Okasa Loka. The Buddha has complete knowledge of the universe and each world system, which includes the circumference of the mountains that circle the earth and the 500 small islands that circle each continent. The Blessed One has knowledge of the 8 great hells under the earth, and the 128 small hells that circle them, the 6 sensuous pleasure realms, the dwelling places of devas, the 16 fine material worlds, the 4 immaterial worlds, and so on. With his unsurpassable wisdom and knowledge, the Buddha knows these worlds completely, whether they are worlds with borders or are borderless. Knower of the worlds also means that the Buddha knows that all worlds comprise only stressful phenomena, because whatever is conditioned will cease. The Blessed One said, quote, "Bhikkhus, both formerly and now, what I teach is suffering and the cessation of suffering." End quote. Majjhima Nikaya 22. Quote, "Just as, monks, the great ocean has one taste, the taste of salt, so, monks, this Dhamma and discipline has one taste, the taste of freedom." End quote. Udana 5.5, Anguttara Nikaya 8.19. Because the Buddha fully knows all the worlds, he is the knower of the worlds, Lokavidu. End of chapter.